It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. I'm glad to be with you today. I want to show you the things I have in this bag. See if you can imagine what these will look like when they're all put together. See all those pieces? Can you imagine what they might look like? These are pieces of a model airplane. Yeah, let's take it to the kitchen, put them together. Oh. Here's a picture on picture that I put up earlier, and that's a picture of a real jet plane that people can ride in. Yeah, it has a pilot and people riding in it. What we're going to put together is a toy. Yeah. Those are the wings. I already have them together. Like a glider. Now the wings and all these other things will fit onto the body here. See, in the front will be the wheels and the propeller and all. Oh, do you see this little hook here? Well, that is a hook where I will attach this rubber band later on. Now first, those wheels on the front. Did you ever know anybody who put one of these together? And the propeller goes on there, you see? Now let's put the wings on the body. Good. These in the back. There's a little slot that these fit in. These are so fragile. They're very easily broken. There it is. Now you see this rubber band. This goes back to this little hook. Might be easier for smaller fingers. Oops. There it is. Want to just make it go all around like that yourself? I'll be the pilot. Let's see what it's like if I... See, as I turn the propeller, then the rubber band turns. When you let the propeller go, then the rubber band goes the other way. See if it'll go across the table. Moves a little bit. Oh, I remember when I made some of these when I was little, I used to get so frustrated with them. Either just couldn't make them right or they wouldn't do exactly what I wanted them to do.
Yeah, that's better.
Do you by any chance remember that time that Don Williamson came to visit me? That, you know, the man who made that great big model airplane. It was a huge one, and he had that transmitter that he held up in his arms, you know, and he was able to direct the plane even when it was up in the air. Very fancy plane. He took it out in the field and flew it for us. Remember that time? Let's think about that now. Beautiful the way that went, round and around. You know, King Friday called Iamco Inc. yesterday in our make-believe and ordered an airplane for himself. Now, why don't we pretend that he's still thinking about that today? And maybe a salesman could come and show him the different kinds of airplanes that he could order. Let's just think of this as a flying trolley in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right? Our neighborhood of make-believe.
Now
I'll tell you, Handy, that is really great news.
Isn't it, though? Imagine, X, having your own plane so you could just fly around anywhere.
Oh, of course, I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, but you're a bird.
Yeah.
X, tell me, now, what should we look for when we're trying to choose this plane?
Well, with us birds, the wingspan is very important.
Do you mean how far the wings span?
Yes. You see mine?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me measure those, okay?
Wait, yeah,
I have a tape measure right here.
Good.
Okay.
Just do it from tip to tip.
From tip to tip.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd say about 13 inches.
Good. Now, what about your own?
My own? Mm-hmm. Well, X, I don't have any wings, so I guess I can't have a wingspan.
Well, your own outstretched arm span would do.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'll measure that.
Okay. Just the whole way across.
All the way across.
That's it.
Well, I would say about 5 feet, 8.5 inches.
Good. Well, I think...
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Hello there.
Oh, hello.
Where is this Jet Set King I've been hearing so much about?
Jet Set King?
Yeah, some young swinger in this neighborhood ordered an airplane from my company. I came over to talk to him.
Oh, you must mean King Friday the 13th.
That's the cat, yeah, the one with the far-out name. I came over to rap with him a little.
Oh, well, you might be in for a surprise.
Surprise? Listen, that's my middle name. I'm the surprise kid from IAMCO, Inc.
Oh, IAMCO, Inc. What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you about it in a little bit.
Oh, there he is now. Right that way.
Handyman Negri and friend, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, Your Majesty.
This is Friday the 13th?
That's it.
And your name, sir?
Ace Bogut, sir, of the International Airplane Machinery Company, Incorporated.
Oh, is that what that means?
That's it. Yep.
I am Co. Inc. Very well, Ace Bogut. What planes do you have available?
Well, frankly, Your Majesty, I had pictured in my mind a younger-type swinger. So the samples that I brought over, well, I'd like to show these to you nonetheless.
Do not underestimate the monarch of this land. I shall look at your samples.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. This is the shortened version of a longer plane. This is the AN-9-3. I don't think you'd be... This is the 62Z3. Now, this is a single-seater which is designed to carry 6 adults, and it's a little cramped. You'd be interested in something more roomy.
Yeah.
This airplane, as you'll notice, has the smaller wings on top, and it's designed to be flown upside down, which would put your crown in severe jeopardy.
Yes, it would.
This is the SP-3EQ. I frankly don't think you're interested in these sporty models.
Well, don't you have something appropriate royal plane?
I have one in this viewer, Your Majesty. You might be interested in this.
No, I think not. Let me have Handyman Negri ask some questions about the plane.
Questions,
Your Majesty? Yes, I asked you to be prepared to ask such
questions. Oh, yes, sir. Well, tell me, Mr. Bogut, do these planes, how long is the wingspan on these planes?
Well, some are quite long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And are they light or heavy?
The wings or the plane?
No, the whole plane. King Friday X said that the plane should have a long wingspan and be very light in weight.
Oh, good.
Well, some are light and some are heavy.
Yes, well, which one of the light planes might you recommend, Ace?
For you, sire? This model. This is called the Royal Flyer. It's on special this week, fit for a king. It's a limited edition. Only this model exists. Now, you'll notice the band around the tail section and also around the wings. It's called the Beauty Stripe. Has seats fore and aft, which means you and the queen could ride one behind the other.
Oh, yes,
features jeweled rivets, mink seats, hot and cold water, 24-hour wind-it-yourself clock, pull-down bunks, power steering, power brakes, and foot warmers, and hand gears, and overall thermothrockles.
Oh,
and it's something that I think you'd really enjoy.
Would there be anything there for my troglodytes, Aiden?
Mm. Actually, you know, we could put a compartment right back here that would take care of that little bird for you just... Very well.
Oh, lovely. I think that would be great.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were having a meeting.
There's something I'd like you to see, Sarah.
Yes?
This is Mr. Ace Bogut from IAMCO, Inc.
Oh, the airplane company. Did you get one?
Well, what do you think of this plane that he's showing me now?
Well, that's quite pretty. Is it safe, Mr. Ace Bogart?
Very safe, Your Majesty.
Oh, good. Will it go to the moon and other planets?
Well, now, we could put that optional equipment on if you'd like it.
Well, I'm just interested in everything, so whatever features you can add, that would be grand.
Tell you one thing, she's a swinger.
Oh, well, she's really nice.
Well, then we'll take one of those. Will you bring it today?
Today?
They need time to add the extra features, dear.
Oh, of course. Well, the extra features. Will it be ready tomorrow?
Well, I'll do my best, sire, but, you know, you may not be too young, but you're certainly in a hurry.
I am a king, young man.
Yes, sire.
Until tomorrow, then?
Farewell, then.
Very well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ace Bogart.
Yes, Handyman Negri, you may be interested in this booklet on how to fly.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Bogart. Thank you.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, farewell.
Bye, Mr. Bogart.
Farewell, salesman. What was that he gave you?
Oh, well, this is just a booklet that tells you many interesting facts about flying. You know, where to sit and how to drive it and things like that.
How to fly, how to drive it. Well, of course, we'll need someone to drive it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can learn that, handyman. You and Edgar Cook can be the pilots. That'll be good.
But King Friday, I don't know.
Friday, you know, it's hard to fly a plane.
Yes, Queen, yes.
Handyman Negri can be a handy pilot. Look at the book.
Handy pilot.
Come along, Sarah.
Bye,
farewell, handyman.
Handy pilot? I've never flown a plane. Trolley? How am I going to learn how to fly? I've never flown.
It's one thing to fly a model plane like this. But it takes a long, long time to learn to fly a real plane. Yeah, a real pilot has to fly a real plane. Why don't we try this outside, okay? We'll think more about that tomorrow. Somebody at the door? Elsie Neal. Hi, Elsie Neal,
Fred.
Come in.
I was passing by and I thought I would stop and say hello.
I'm glad you did. I've been making this model plane. I was just about to take it outside and fly it. Want to try it?
I'd love to.
Come along, fellow flyer.
You know, I had a glider when I was a little girl.
Oh, did you?
And I'd love to try a propeller plane.
Oh, you're welcome to. Now, you know, it needs a lot of winding up.
All right.
I'll let you give it its first fly. I'll go on over down this way by the Browns, and then you send it to me, okay?
Oh, and speaking of the Browns, they had their production today of The Three Little Pigs.
The Three Little Pigs? We forgot it. We were going to go ourselves. And I got so busy making this plane. Oh, well, I'll have to go tell them I forgot.
All right, but I'm going to go over here, so I'll have to fly the plane to you from here.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Elsie. Oh, boy. Three little pigs. See how it goes.
All right. I think this is enough, don't you?
You can try.
All right. Here it comes.
All right. Nice, Elsie Neal. Beautiful. Okay, I'll take it in. And thanks for stopping by and telling me about the Browns.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Fred.
Come on inside.
Mikey, honey, listen.
Take that down.
Yeah, and put these in. All right, what's that?
Well, I'm sorry.
Hi.
We missed you today.
Well.
Where were you?
I was over home, so engrossed in this airplane that I didn't even know how much time had gone by. Want to see it? Yeah. How did it go? I mean, we missed the three pigs.
I think it went pretty well for the first time, you know.
Actually, the only thing is some of the children were a little frightened when the wolf went huffing and puffing, and he blew the houses down. But we explained how it worked, and I think it made them feel better.
Good. What do you think about that part, Mike? You remember when the house just goes apart?
Did
of course,
like
I
that?
Guess he's used to that.
You see it.
Nonchalant.
I think
he's more engrossed in your airplane.
You can
than
see
he is.
Why we took so much time over there. Who's that?
Oh, that's Singer.
No, I
Why
haven't
don't you
seen
come
that,
on in
Papa.
Here? Here she comes. Oh, it's a visitor.
That's Ma, the wolf's wife.
Oh, I didn't know the wolf had a wife.
Oh, yes. Of course.
She's the one who wants
Ma,
him.
Ma, wolf.
Hello, Ma.
She wants him to catch a pig.
Howdy, Mr. Rogers.
Would you like to say hello? Would you like to shake hands?
Look
Mr. Rogers. Oh, you're just going to wave, huh?
Look
I'm
at
just going to wave. You like my hair? Just got it done.
I guess so. Well, who's that one? There's
well,
another one I haven't seen.
Oh, well, this is the mother pig.
There she is.
Oh, we...
Mother pig.
There she is.
Well, she's a beautiful marionette.
Yeah, she's
isn't
nice.
She? Do you like her?
Isn't she funny? She seems to like you.
Beautiful Fun. Puppets. Well, now you have the three pigs, the wolf,
right.
The mother pig,
mm-hmm.
And the wolf's wife.
Wolf, mm-hmm. That's six.
Six marionettes
six
in
marionettes.
The whole...
And a very, very fast-moving show.
I can imagine. You must have put an awful lot of energy into that.
Yeah, we really
Look,
are
We've got
tired.
To set up again for another show.
Well, when are you doing it again?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, could we come then?
Would you?
Sure.
Listen,
we'll have
I'm...
a chance to see it tomorrow.
I know what will remind you. Mikey, hon, would you do me a favor?
Would you get us a poster?
Would you go over there? I think they're on the trunk, all right?
Let me hold this for you.
Give me the plane.
Okay.
He likes that plane.
He's going to take it with him.
Sure. Well, now, this is some scenery I haven't seen.
Mm, this is for tomorrow, for the first act.
Yeah, that's
These
the very,
trees.
Very beginning. The
Outside,
trees.
Huh?
Did you ever see a soft tree?
Oh.
That's foam rubber, so it doesn't break when
Thank
we travel.
God.
Isn't that great?
Now,
foam
see
rubber
here,
tree.
We have three little pigs today and tomorrow.
Well, we forgot it today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Brown's Marionette Theater. May I have one of these?
Yes,
please.
You may.
Well, that'll remind us. Mikey,
Inside?
That plane is for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's neat.
You're welcome to it. And we'll come back tomorrow and see the three pigs.
Good. Okay. Looking for you.
Tomorrow we'll be back with the Browns to see the three pigs. And that's the beginning. And what about that picket fence? Will
oh,
we see that,
that
at the beginning?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There we are.
The mother sends the three pigs out in the world.
Oh, and the mother pig will be right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, could you make that plane fly over the picket fence? Could you?
Go ahead, try.
I'd like to see that. I think it's not attached.
I think it
to
came
the...
undone.
Yeah.
There we go.
I can just see it going over the picket fence and through the trees.
Oh, Mikey, why don't you just hold it and just make it move with your hand?
Gonna figure out how to get it to work.
Let me help you here. See, it has to be around this way.
Oh, look, hon, see, it has to be over the wheels.
There we go.
Michael Brown will make it go. Oh! Great. It flew right over the fence, Mike.
Okay.
See you all tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Thank
bye,
you,
Fred.
Bye.
Oh.
We'll see this tomorrow. Maybe you remembered it. Well, I certainly didn't remember. No. Working with that airplane. You know, I was just thinking, Michael must have a great time being able to help his parents like that with their work. He could really feel good about that. Did you see how he could walk through the set and help them clean up? Where will we put this? So we'll be sure to see it tomorrow. About here, because this is where I always sit when I come in. What do I do when I sit here, usually? Shoes. Mm-hmm. Change the shoes. Yeah, we'll see those three little pigs tomorrow. Three little pigs. What about our little fish? Three little fishes. Sometimes they hide. They're pretty, though, aren't they? Take care of our fish. Well, I hope Michael enjoys that plane while he's not working with his parents. Oh, I remember one time I tried flying a plane like that and it crashed. Just came all apart like that. I cried. Hey, I cried and cried. But I got somebody to help me to make another. Things like that happen. And you can do something about it. Because you're a person. You're not a machine. You and I are people. We're people who remember and people who forget. People who do all sorts of things. I'm glad to be a person. I'm glad you are too. Gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. Sure, we'll have another special day tomorrow. Thinking more about King Friday's plane and the three pigs. All sorts of things for us to do together. I like you just the way you are. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.